We want you to live the dream. Tell us about your dream on KidNation.com, and we might help you make it come true. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Jenna, you have the must-do beauty trends for 2015 for us.
Sure, must do, or just some things that pique my interest over the holidays when you're kind of cleaning out your closet and reading, you know, fashion blogs and whatnot and seeing what's going to be popular this year. I always love reading about the weird new beauty kind of processes that people come up with.
Right.
Because when I first, a couple years ago, heard about eyelash extensions,
it's like,
cool. And time-consuming and expensive.
Yeah, but people are putting weaves on their eyelash.
Yeah, it's
like a business now.
It's a huge business.
Yeah.
It's a huge business. I mean, I've done this. I do it occasionally.
How long does it take?
It depends, but, you know, the first time you go in, if you want to do, like, Kardashian-style lashes, it'll cost you, you know, $100 or more, and it'll take about an hour.
Wow.
For somebody
to do top and bottom lashes now. You can have it natural looking. You have to go back every, you know, 2 weeks for a fill, and that's like half the cost.
Do they have the at-home kits yet for that?
You can buy strips and glue them on yourself. But since you guys brought that up, there's something that they're tacking on to this now, and I think it is a genius idea, even though it sounds really creepy.
Okay.
What is it?
Eyebrow extensions.
Eyebrow.
See, I heard you mention this, and I'm trying to imagine where would you put them.
Okay, so I have a photo up, you know, Kid TV right now. This will be on KidNation.com if you're in the car not able to see it. Women are very guilty of over-plucking their eyebrows, and now the bigger, fuller eyebrows become fashionable. And it's a really important thing for your face. You know, eyebrows are like the frame for your face. I've learned a lot about this, and so if you've over-plucked or over-waxed, and it doesn't grow back. A lot of women, we buy the stuff.
Oh, really?
But it's really, it will, but if you've done waxing for years and years and years, it's a little sparse.
Yeah,
it's hard
yeah.
in places to grow back. So this process is actually going to be a little bit cheaper than doing the lash extensions. A girl I know that does lash extensions is in the process of learning this. She'll be ready to do it next month. Major cities are offering it.
Yeah.
Called Brow Perfect. $45 to $150. They glue with surgical glue. They just match your hair with synthetic little hairs, and they fill in all of these areas, right?
They glue it to
all
the hair.
And, of course, it's going to, like with a hair extension or lash extension, it will fall out or it will come loose after about 2 weeks, and you can go get it filled in.
Because this is real
hair. These areas, and from a lot of the photos I've seen, looks totally natural.
You can get some Cara Delevingne eyebrows?
Yeah, right? I don't know. I'm pretty lucky to have pretty good eyebrows, but I still fill them in with makeup a little bit. So I'm going to go, I will be a test dummy, and I will go try this as soon as the girl I know that's training knows how to do it.
Yeah.
I'll try it so you guys can see.
I know a lot of girls cut their hair and sell it or give it to charity or something when they cut off like 10 inches or whatever the minimum is.
Yeah, that's for love.
Could Shannon like shave her unibrow and then donate her?
Be as public service Shannon.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
In this situation, I think it's synthetic.
She's out.
I'm willing to give. I'm a giver, so I'll do what I gotta
Happy
do.
Happy New Year. That's first Psycho Shannon.
Hey, Shannon.
I know, it does sound a little like, where is this hair on my eyebrows
coming
from?
Well, when you said eyebrow extensions, I thought they were gonna go on the tail end and like add feathers or something like art. I didn't realize they were actually just filling in.
Natural.
Because it used to be tattoo.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend that did that. She plucked all of
hers
and then tattooed them on.
Yeah, Al, that's a good public service announcement because Al dated a girl who plucked them all off and then they never grew back.
And then
she had to tattoo her eyebrows on.
Yeah, and I couldn't, why pluck them? I mean, I don't know. I'm a guy.
They'll shave them off and then draw them back on.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
You erase them and then put, like, if you get mad, you just do the pointy thing?
Yes, you see lots of pictures of that on the internet.
If you put the wrong color, can you put liquid paper on them?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I have a feeling a lot of women are going to be interested in this, and I promise I will go try it out just for fun and see how it goes as soon as it's available. So be looking for the eyebrow extensions. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
All right, guys, watch out for your razors, because face shaving for women is becoming all the rage.
People made fun of Caroline Manzo from The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
She shaved.
She admitted, like in season one, that she shaves her face every day. And it wasn't necessarily, she doesn't, you know, we all have little tiny hairs, but she did it for the exfoliation. Her skin is beautiful. And she still says, everybody makes fun of me.
Yes.
That's why men have smoother faces, because every time they shave, they're taking off the dead skin cells. It's like, I can't believe Caroline admitted to shaving her face. And then look what Jenna's about to
say. Don't they have scrubs for that, though? The salt stuff?
Okay, but this is the deal. A lot of women have baby hairs on their face. And this is something a makeup artist did to me about 2 years ago. And she used, I was going to tell you about these more affordable razors. Because the big process, if you want to go on the high end, is this new trend that the Japanese chicks are doing. Japanese girls are always on top of new medical stuff. Yeah. And it's called dermaplaning. So there's a big process you can do where they actually do like kind of laser and shave your face. Wow. It's really to get your skin, like if you're just putting on products and skincare and makeup, you're just kind of caking it on dead skin, so
it's
almost.
It's a process, not process, right. What's the word? Condition your skin more than to remove hair necessarily.
Right, but okay. I had a makeup artist kind of get some of my baby fuzzies. You know, you can wax, but a lot of the wax won't pick up those little tiny hairs. So I'm not saying grab your leg razor and then shave your face in the shower. They make these little bitty face razors that come in a 3-pack. You can get it like at any CVS, Walgreens.
One blade.
It's a few dollars. Exactly, yeah. So that's a little safer than a regular blade. It doesn't look like a razor. And I'll shave my baby hairs, but in your makeup, you will be shocked. Your makeup lays so much better on your face.
I need that.
Even if it's hair that no one else sees. Yeah, for your makeup.
Yeah, you need a baby razor.
Yeah, you do have a lot of baby hair.
Do you share a razor with Kenzie, JC, like the same razor you use for your face that she used for...
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, if you want to keep it honest.
I thought you weren't supposed to do that. I thought it messed up the razor.
I made many a boyfriend mad using the razor.
Here's the thing.
Mexico, she asked me if I wanted to... Because I told her I'm going to Walmart to get a razor because I'd never take one to Mexico. And she's like, you can use mine. And I don't know why. I was like, no. You know, I mean,
you know where it's been. Yeah.
Whatever.
It's just hair.
It's just hair.
I don't know. I just didn't want to go there.
And as far as messing up the razor, we just get the disposable ones. And it's not like I have crazy amount of hair on my face.
No, you don't.
So, you know, I just need a little quick touch up.
Yeah.
Can I use the really fancy... Men's,
Mach 3?
No, the like
straight
vibrating
edge?
Circular razor.
No, don't do that.
Can you use that anywhere other than the face?
No, I love those too.
That's for dudes.
Now, I don't know if I could use a straight edge on myself. They do it for me at Art of Shaving, but I don't know if I can.
And that's exactly what these Japanese girls do. They go get
there's a
bar where they will straight edge raise their faces.
It almost looks like a little knife, Al.
Yeah.
A little tiny 1-inch knife.
Japanese women have great skin. I'm sure that it's attributed to a lot of other things, like eating fish and whatnot, but their diet. Anyways, this is a trend that I'm probably not going to try, and I doubt Kelly's going to try it either. Mm-hmm. Rainbow hair.
What's that?
What is that?
See, there's a certain age you shouldn't. I'm using a Real Housewife again as an example. I'm sorry. But Lisa Vanderpump has been doing her hair pink. She's too old for that. I'm sorry. I guess there's a certain age when it's just kind of funny and you're rich enough, you can do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
So you mean literal rainbow hair? When you say, I thought there was like something
different color.
Sure, multiple colors. Well, think about someone like a Gwen Stefani or Demi Lovato, Nicole Richie. How they dye their hair, weird colors.
Yeah.
There's actually a color wheel that I have at Kid TV and Kid Nation to show you some of the examples. But girls, do clip-ins if you want. I've seen that and it looks cool. I'm not going to do the rainbow
hair.
Yeah,
one or two.
Because you got to bleach it.
They said that's going to be really, like silver.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird.
I like the silver look.
Yeah. Well, again, this is like a couple years ago. Adrienne Maloof was doing the silver tinsel stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, almost 50 years old. What do you do? Yeah. I don't know. I guess if it makes you happy, do whatever. But I think there's...
I can't take you home to mom if you got baby blue hair.
And tinsel.
Really?
And tinsel. No,
I think it looks so cool.
No. No, I can't take it home.
Kelly Osbourne does that.
Durability.
I think it looks cool.
That's Kelly Osbourne.
It's like with any, trend.
Nicole Richie does it.
Some girls can
She's Nicole Richie.
Yeah, and they can pull off the half-shaved side of the head.
Yeah.
Some girls are edging, can pull that off.
That's different.
That one's not as much for me, but if you have colored hair, just stick with it. And this one, I got on lock. This trend, it's so weird.
Come
you
on.
Guys aren't going to like it. And Kelly, I know she has a resolution going on, and she's gonna be in this wheelhouse as well.
Oh,
I'm talking about beauty trends for 2015.
Yeah.
Sweaty face.
Sweaty face?
Sweaty face.
Sweaty. What is
Oh, sweaty.
No, sweaty face.
Okay. You could say sweaty.
Sweaty
make
face.
Make it extra.
Yes. This is on all the beauty blogs. They said it was huge on the runways for spring 2015.
Yeah, I don't.
It looks like you left the gym and then you're going to brunch and you have slick back hair and you're sweaty. And makeup artists are actually using products to make you look. This isn't just dewy. This is like.
Are they just did a spin water class on your face or something?
Well, it's actually more Vaseline type products that are sticky clear gels, like no color, and you put it on your eyelids and it looks sweaty. No,
so you look like
and kind of greasing your hair up.
I see why they're doing it, because it gives the illusion that you went and worked out and you're a healthy person.
Just wear some Lululemon.
They like that healthy woman who's taking care of herself.
It's because athletic wear has become so trendy to wear out.
Yoga pants.
You know, like day to night athletic wear. Like intentionally wearing athletic clothes, like sweatpants with heels and that kind of thing. And so the sweaty look.
I don't pick you up and you're sweating in my food.
I don't like sweaty look either. No. And like on the cover of Rolling Stone, Nicki Minaj is on there and she's perfectly coiffed, except she's got sweat all over her boobies.
Oh, sweaty boob. The sweaty boob look.
But now there's no excuse to not exercise. Now it's like you're just going to go to the gym and then out to the bar.
Why do some women put the baby powder between the boobs? Is that
sweat?
Is that baby powder between
the
boobs?
Why do they or don't they?
Do they? Is that for sweat?
Yeah, for sweat.
Sweat or chafing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I put it under my pit sometimes.
Sometimes I've seen girls, like, they have on a low-cut top, blouse,
whatever.
Well,
they need to blend it in better. You're not supposed to see it.
You see white powder on their boobs?
Yeah.
Well, are you sure it's baby powder?
Yeah. That's weird. Jenna, we have a dude question.
Oh.
Because you are the beauty expert here.
Okay.
Chad, you have a question about the face shaving for your wife?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Usually when men shave their face, the hair grows back more full, and it's not even a darker color. Would that happen to women if they shave their face continuously, that the baby hairs, as you referred to them earlier, get more thicker and more full?
Good question.
I know. This is the thing. I think it was a myth. And if you're supposed to go in the direction that your hair grows as a woman when you do this on your face.
Go with the grain.
Don't upstroke.
Because
go with
the grain. It's a myth that your hair grows back darker and coarser. It's really where you're cutting it at the root. You know, when guys shave like that, you're going against it.
So
as long as you buy this different kind of razor, it's smoothing it, if that makes sense.
Take it from me, Chad. I'm a dude who's
it's
been
really
trying to shave his face to get it to grow thick, and it's not working.
Well, he's talking about his wife. He didn't want his wife to have razor stubble.
Does your wife have a mustache that she needs to get rid of?
No.
Like baby hair, probably.
No. Little baby hair?
Yeah.
No, you just buy her these colored razors.
She's kind of looking a little Duck Dynasty, though.
Yes, I promise.
No.
It's not going to grow back like a beard just because you shave the baby hair off. It is a myth.
All right, Chad, there you go, buddy.
Thank you.
It's a myth.
See? Now you can have your wife shave
it. So if your girl looks sweaty and is shaving her face and has fuller eyebrows.
It's okay.
Yeah.
And you're going to have all these up at kidnation.com?
Yeah, yeah. These are just a few that I came across.
Beauty tips from Jenna.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I learned a lot, Al.
You're supposed to do stuff with eggs. What is it? Wash your hair with eggs? Or is that
it's
what it
protein,
is?
So a mask. Yeah, okay. You can make a hair mask.
I scrambled all these. Yeah,
I used to put mayonnaise in my hair.
Uh-huh.
After a particularly
really?
Bad, perms used to, perms used to be what you did,
and
they would strip. Oh yeah, so we'd wrap our heads in mayonnaise.
Never mustard.
Get eyebrow extensions, Kelly, like you said, that come down that I could like braid the edge of.
That's what I was thinking. I
like the mustache.
I want to like braid. Think about how like the hair braid, how cute it would look if I had like one little eyebrow braid.
Like
you could do eyebrow jewelry.
Yeah,
beard jewelry was all the trend over the holidays.
Eyebrow
dreads.
Eyebrow dreads.
Yeah, mine. Yesterday, Big Al Mac told us a story that had us floored.
You don't have to.
Went on during the Christmas break.
You really don't have to.
I'm sorry, Al. We have to. We're going to play it for you next.
We don't have to.
And then we're going to get an update on any fallout that may have taken place last night. Because I'm sure everything went fine. We'll catch up with Al next.
Wondering what we did today that was better than all the other stuff we did today? Subscribe to Kid Nation on YouTube to get our best of the day videos. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.